Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about things sensible, or maybe actually not sensible, because in some ways this whole notion of South Africa's deputy ministers is as unfathomable to me as the Louvre using Louvre as a password. Advocate Paul Hoffman, he is the director of the Institute for Accountability in Southern Africa. We wanted to talk to him about this notion. A very good morning. I'm hoping you're well.
Yes, indeed I am. Thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity. Good morning to your listeners.
Okay, so it's very nice. You know, it's something we've always accepted. You have a minister, you've got a deputy minister, but we've never really, or certainly I've never understood what they do, what powers they have. And every time a minister disappears or has to be replaced, it never seems to be the deputy. It's always somebody else. So what goes on here with our deputy ministers?
Well, deputy ministers are meant to be there to do some of the work of the executive in relation to the portfolio concern. So a deputy minister of police should be given areas of work that the minister himself is unable to attend to because of the finite amount of time available to anybody in the executive. What has happened in South Africa is that the cabinet has become a parking place for people in a patronage network rather than a scene of labor or a properly run department or organ of state. The president has spoken when he first became president about reducing the size of the cabinet, and he has consistently increased the size of the cabinet. His excuse in the current 7th Parliament of South Africa is that in order to accommodate members of the GNU who are not ANC members, he felt obliged to create extra positions in his cabinet, and we now have one of the most bloated cabinets in the world. And discover...
Is it rude to say useless?
Yeah, no, it's not. I think it's probably fair criticism.
Right.
Because what former Premier of Mpopo, Cassel Mthali, had to say when he was questioned carefully by Glynis Breytenbach about it is that he hasn't been given any work to do since Minister Mchunu took over as Minister of Police at the inception of the 7th Parliament. Remember, Tali was the Deputy Minister to Bheki Cele in the 6th Parliament, and he's continued as a Deputy Minister in the 7th Parliament. But he says no assignments have been given to him, no
that's
portfolio.
I mean, that's a nice job if you can get it, but
yeah.
Not really, actually. I couldn't think of anything worse.
On
every level. So apparently the salary is 2.2 million a year for a deputy minister, but obviously that's not the full bill because there's officers, staff, VIP protection, residence, travel, vehicles. What do you think it costs the taxpayer a year per deputy minister?
I think probably double or more than the amount of the salary. If you look at VIP protection, that's grossly expensive. They also travel business class for free, which is you and me paying.
Course, it's only free for them. Mm.
Yeah, and so it really is one of the disgraces of the executive branch of government that there are so many useless or semi-useless deputy ministers when they are not required. And certainly it's a question of politics at the end of the day. If people were to vote for responsible politicians, they would get a responsible government. If they the description by the Chancellor of the University of the Free State is that the ANC has become an organized crime network. He says an organized criminal syndicate. That's
unbelievable.
What so that description seems to fit. And while people continue to vote for them, they will continue to exploit people as they have been doing.
So in other systems, you'll have things like a director general, or you'll have ministers that are empowered to actually run departments, not simply political appointees. Could we, in fact, run with a significant amount less ministers if we had capable people within the administration of those areas?
Yes, certainly. I mean, far too many of the bloated executive branch of government do nothing but go to cocktail parties and political events like the 8th of January celebrations and so on. Mm. They're not doing any work, and that's been admitted in the proceedings in the ad hoc committee that are on the go at the moment.
So just for our listeners' knowledge, there are 43 deputy ministers. So if you work that out, Mukunda's already doing the math, I can see 43, let's say times your 5 million roughly, because we're saying it's an absolute horror. If we think about in a country that is desperate for hospitals,
water,
infrastructure,
food,
it is just absolutely horrifying. And that's not even the looting. That is just simply the bill. How much is that, Mukundi?
215 million.
43 times 5, that's what you're looking at.
Yeah, it is
215 million.
Yeah, exactly. And probably way.
And that's a monthly figure, not a yearly figure.
It is absolutely astounding. So is this
multiplied by 12, and then you get
it's just horrifying. Is there any is there any view that this is being taken seriously?
Well, it certainly will be taken seriously when the people of South Africa vote against this kind of excess, and it is a question of developing the political will in the electorate to say enough already. We want accountable government that is responsive to the needs of the people, and that is just not happening, even though Section 1 of the Constitution says that's exactly what should happen.
It's absolutely absurd, but we have to keep working on that to become push South Africans, encourage South Africans to actually hold our government to account.